I am my work. My life is my work. And the time it takes to do my work is more valuable than any amount of money. This is Dr. Herbert Elbeil, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought, with the instant illumination. It's noontime. Instant illumination. And the statement is, and be careful, it can trip you. I am my work. My life is my work. And the time it takes to do my work is more valuable than any amount of money. Okay? Ellen, what's your work?
Being myself and having fun.
Sylvia, what's your work?
Being myself and having fun.
Ingeborg, what's your work?
Being myself and having fun.
Super. And Esther, what's your work?
I am myself and have fun.
All right. Now, the statement is, I am my work. Now, our work is publishing books. Our work is driving trucks. Our work is our work is teaching school. Our work is raising a family. Richtig.
Yeah.
Nine. What is our work?
Being myself and having fun.
I am my work. I am my work, being myself and having fun. My life is my work, being myself and having fun. And time, the time it takes to do my work is being myself and having fun is more valuable than any money. You got the message?
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to forget. It's easy to think, I am my work. I'm a bookkeeper, you know. I'm a parent, I'm a whatever. I am my work. I am my work. When Moses was up in the mountain speaking to God, what did he ask God? He said, God, you want me to go and get the people out of Egypt, and you expect them to follow me, you expect them to listen to me. Who shall I say sent me to take them out? And what did the divine say to Moses?
I am that I am
sent.
Say, I am that I am sent thee, sent me. I am that I am sent me. You see, the word, at least from our early biblical lore and from current activity, I am is so tremendously important. It's not just a simple I am Herb Byerly, you know. It's not just a simple I am man, I am woman. It's not just simple like that. It's far beyond that. You see, we have Ingeborg translating to Esther here, and Ingeborg is so excited about what I'm saying, she forgets to translate it. But that's no excuse. You got to be right on top of these things, Ingeborg, you know, right on top of it. You got to just sit on top of Esther's neck there and make sure that she gets every single word, even though her English is exquisite. Okay, I am my work. My work is to be myself and have fun. The time it takes to do my work is more valuable than any amount of money. So, we know of a lot of people who live their life, and at the end of their life, they are ill, they are decrepit, they are sad, and they are rich. Rich, 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 rich. And of course, they should give the riches to us. Ha ha ha. That's what we always think. No. They're rich, but what are they not rich in? They're not rich in being themselves and having fun. They have made money. They have put away money. They have values all based around money, and nothing is based around the concept of who they are. Now, who are they? They're divine. They're wonderful. They're capable. They're responsible. They're happy beings. That should be. And if they're not, they're dancing to the wrong drumbeat. Any drummer that makes your feet tired, any drummer that makes your head tired, any drummer that irritates you is not your drummer, and get out of there fast. Be yourself and have fun. Whatever it takes you in life to be yourself and have fun, go and be it. And when you are it, you feel great. You can, I could have danced all night. I could have danced all night and still have asked for more. You see, when the drum beat is your beat, you still could have asked for more. You could have danced all night. Yeah. Up in the morning, out on the job, I've got to work for my pay. Say it. But that lazy old son, he's got nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Now, you see, we're worried about the son and what he's doing. We're comparing our life to the son. And our life is not the son. Our life has nothing to do with the son. We created the son. We created our life. We created everything. So we're up in the morning, and what job are we out on? The job of being myself and having fun. Hey, remember that? I got to work for my pay. I got to be myself and have fun. Be myself and have fun under all circumstances. I cannot for 1 minute feel sorry for myself. I cannot for 1 minute feel that things aren't working out the way I wanted them to. Because if I give any attention to that, what happens? What happens? Then that's what I experience. Whatever I give my attention to, that's what I experience. Whatever I give my attention to, that's what I experience. Whatever I give my attention to, that's what I experience. Whatever, say it. Whatever I give my attention to, that's what I experience. In Deutsch. Whatever I give my attention to, that's what I experience. Peterholm, Deutsch. Whatever I give my attention to, that's what I experience. Wiederholen. It is tremendously important to realize whatever I give my attention to, that's what I experience. And if I give my attention to being myself and having fun, then I'm being myself and having fun. Because the more I concentrate on being myself and having fun, I don't concentrate on doing things that are not fun. I don't concentrate on doing things that are not being myself. And pretty soon, I don't even know what something that's not fun. Because everything I do is fun. Now, if I say to a person, tell me something that's not fun. They don't even know. Because their mind is one-pointed on being fun. Having fun, being themselves. So, I am my work. My life is my work. And the time it takes to do my work is more valuable than any amount of money. Now, do you believe that?
Yes.
Can you? Yeah, sure. Can you follow that?
Yes, sure.
Yes. Yes. And what is the only thing that would make you unhappy?
When I have no fun.
No. It's when you have no work. I am my work, and my work is being myself and having fun. I am my work, and my work is my life. My life is my work, and the time it takes to do my work is more valuable than all the amount of money in the entire universe. A happy person lives a happy life. And how do you know? How do you know? If you really live as a happy person, you will ascend in your consciousness as a happy person, and ascend doesn't mean die. You will live on the level of being a happy person, and you will forget all about the level of not being a happy person. And you won't even know that you're a happy person because you're a happy person, and you'll be a happy person. That makes sense? Yeah. Very simple. So, when you are a happy person, you don't remember not being a happy person. When you are a musician and you're competent, you don't remember you were not a musician and competent. This is the name of the game for us. This is where we are, where we're coming from, where we're going to. Be yourself and have fun. I am my work. I am my work. And my work is, Wiederholen,
and my work is to be myself and have fun.
My work is to be myself and have fun.
Und Spaß zu haben.
Meine Arbeit ist, mich selbst zu sein und Spaß zu haben.
Wiederholen.
Meine Arbeit ist, mich selbst zu sein und Spaß zu haben.
And any of you who don't speak German out there, pay attention to this. You might learn some terrific thing. And you go to a German friend and you say,
Meine Arbeit ist, mich selbst zu sein und Spaß zu haben.
And if they are standard Germans, they'll say, Was ist das, you know? What crazy attitude do you have? Don't you realize that's a me-ism sort of thing? You say, yes. God is in every one of us, and we are expected to be God. We're expected to live as God. We're expected to dream as God, to think as God, to be God. And we're supposed to say, I like me, I like me, I like me. We're supposed to say, I love you. I love you, I love you as my creation. Nice, huh? Way to fly.